since you like me. Cause it could go downhill. I can't promise that you love me, but you probably will.
Oh shit, you guys, woof. What time is it? Shit, is it Saturday again? Did I go back in time? Be honest. Did I go back in time? Because you never know if people are being honest when you ask that question. Because there's only two ways that can go. One, you didn't. You're hungover or jet lagged, mostly both, and everyone's telling you the truth because it's hilarious. Or two, you did in fact go back in time, and people are lying to you because they don't want you to fuck up the space-time continuum, and you're drunk, hungover, and jet lagged. Because if you were to go back in time, that would be something you would definitely want a few drinks before you do. So, just maintain, time traveler. But seriously, what year is it?
2019.
Thank you. See, thank you for being on that, by the way. See, last Saturday, assuming I am on the proper timeline, because that's better for everybody, I was all, no, I don't care. Don't wanna, don't need it. Don't message me, at me, or ping me. I don't give a shit about the Oscars. Woo! Woo! And then, I got an invitation. Oh, yeah. An invitation changes everything, you see. It's like weddings. You don't want to go to Greg and Tina's wedding? The fuck do I want to dress up and hang out with Greg and fucking Tina? They suck. They have always sucked. We hang out with them because they pay for shit and show up on time and are generally pleasant to be around. But then Greg gets into his self-help shit and Tina makes it all about her and how she's evolving. And then Greg gets drunk and talks a little too close to you about making sure you're living your best life. And then Tina starts crying because she just saw some documentary on Netflix and you just gotta see it. It's so haunting and devastating, which is not an awesome sales pitch, Tina. I do not recall ever wanting to Netflix and chill over something that's gonna scare me to my balls and then break me over the hard truth, leaving me wrecked and wounded. That's what the news and Facebook is for. Yeah! But damn it. Then the invitation comes in the mail, and they even took the time to hand ink your address on the back in cursive and shit. And it's them on the bridge, and who are you to deny happiness? So now, fuck, we gotta get a flight and a hotel room in Tulsa. Fucking Tulsa! And then there goes the weekend. So anyway, I said I wasn't gonna do it, said I had no desire, said I was just not fucking having it this year, and I got an invitation. They come in black envelopes, like a haunted dinner party. And the inside is V-Swank, gold-embroidered print. You and a guest are cordially invited to attend the 91st annual blah, 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 blah. And how can you say no? So I called up Trevor, and I was like, hey, you want to go to the Oscars? And he freaked out, which I was like trying to avoid that shit, but he can keep his shit together. So boom, we were off. Rates were garbage, by the way. It's like $600 to go round trip. Thanks, conservatives. And then when we got there, the car was late, so we were late to check in. This was a Saturday, by the way. If you ever go anywhere on a Saturday, that's all you're doing that day, just FYI. But we got to the Roosevelt okay, and the room was fine. Trevor wanted to go out, but I was fucking wiped, and we had to be at the Dolby by 5 p.m. tomorrow for the pre-pre-party party. That's the governor's ball, is after, not before. Trevor didn't know that. Didn't know if you knew that either. So I crashed, and good thing I did, because Trevor got shit-faced at the pig and whistle, and that never ends well, but whatever. Next day, we had brunch at Swingers. I know it's a drive, but the soy rizzo scramble is worth it. And then it was back to the hotel to get ready. Trevor wore a white jacket by Dobell. I did a two-tone shawl collar, blue jacket by Boss, and then we were fucking plush. No, we didn't Instagram it. Didn't wanna. These looks were for us and those that were there. Sorry. By the time we got to the carpet, we'd already missed Glenn Close, so we didn't get to see her marching in a 24-pound golden Carolina Herrera like if Brienne of Tarth was hoping to win an Oscar. But I was right behind Constance Wu in her lemon-flavored Versace, and I got a contact tan. Meanwhile, Trevor was talking up Yemma Chan because you just can't pass up a hot pink Valentino with pockets. And then we all had a collective religious experience when Billy Porter materialized in a regal Christian Siriano tuxedo gown like the queen of fucking everything. We bowed, which is the custom around royalty. And as he passed, we felt as though we had just drank champagne. Which, of course, we did later. Finally, after an hour of walking in the hot fire we were presenting, it was time to take our seats, and so it began. Adam Lambert led the charge with the surviving members of Queen, playing the only two songs your grandfather remembers about Queen. It was fine. I'm hungover. They did great. Good job. And then Tina Fey, Amy Poehler, and Maya Rudolph presented the Supporting Actress Award. There was no host, which I dug, because we don't need a chaperone. We're fucking adults. But I could watch those three all day. Regina King won, which was no contest, and it was emotional. She did almost fall, but luckily Captain America was there to help, proving once again that he is real, guys. It's not acting. Vice won for makeup and hairstyling Christian Bale into a Dick Tracy villain. But they couldn't get their shit together to accept the award, and they were played off like a trio of drunk relatives at Greg and Tina's fucking wedding. Ruthie Carter won for 3D printing and meticulously researching and creating from the fires of culture the badassery of Black Panther's costumes, making her the first ever black designer to win costumes in the 91 years that the Oscars have been around. Take your time with that. But hold on. Then Jay Hart and Hannah Beechler won for set design of Black Panther, making Hannah Beechler the first black woman to win for set design. Are you feeling this? Because you should. Holy shit, Oscars. Glad I showed up. Way to go for showing up yourself. Mahershala Ali got the supporting actor for Green Book. More on that in a second. Best animated film of the year? No fucking question. It's Spider-Man. Because that movie can do whatever a spider can. And by that, I mean devour every other Spider-Man movies in a web of awesomeness. Followed only by period, end of sentence, winning for Best Documentary Short, prompting Rekha Satapchi to say, quote, I'm not crying because I'm on my period. I'm crying because a documentary about menstruation just won a fucking Oscar. I added the fucking because fuck yeah. And Trevor collapsed on the floor and had to be revived by Tessa Thompson, which caused him to black out again. Finally, it was time for Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga to take the stage and perform their little song together. And it was like high school hot, like the prom king and queen that are probably definitely gonna bang after this, except we're fucking adults, and this is not the fucking Tonys, guys. Toss a cold bucket on it, blanch it, and move the fuck on. So Spike Lee could finally win his first fucking Oscar ever! Think about that. He has not won an Oscar until 2019. This is gonna be on the test later. And that is when Green Book took home the next screenplay Oscar, prompting Sam Jackson to shade shame Nick Vallelonga, because, well, he kinda sucks. But we'll get to that later. One hiccup doesn't mean we're calling an ambulance, but it was embarrassing. But after that, it was all smiles. Black Panther got another Oscar for best score. Rami Malek won for lip syncing in a nice wig. Olivia Colman won for teaching Glenn Close some humility for a change. JK, she's great. She's great. And Alfonso Cuarón won for being wonderful. That's a solid night. Save the hiccup. All in all, glad I came. It was shaping up to be the future of the Oscars representation and moving forward. And then, like watching a toddler sprint to the checkout aisle with their new toy in hand, only to trip on their own shoelace and take a header into the counter that knocks them into a yard sale across the checkout line, scaring the shit out of everybody in Target. They biffed it. More aptly, it was like if a professional ice dancer, after a riveting, medal-winning performance, suddenly whipped their dick out and waved it around to the crowd, smiling. But we're going to go with the toddler, because at least the Academy thought they were trying. Green Book took home Best Picture. A movie about an Italian mob bouncer driving Miss Daisying a black gay piano player across the South. Based on a true story, double troubled into a suspect screenplay written by the driver's son, whom the family of the piano player asked to not tell this story because the facts were fucked, did it anyway, directed by the guy who did Stuck on You with Matt Damon, and featured a scene where an Italian stereotype teaches a black man how to eat fried chicken that I am sure your Uncle Patriot thought was reaching across the aisle, won Best Picture over Spike Lee, who 29 years ago lost to Driving Miss Daisy. And then it was over, just like that. Lights up, everybody out, and it was fucking awkward. So that's when the drinking started. Flash forward to now, and I'm too tired from wondering what year it is to get into this, so let's just say this. People booed when Green Book won. People booed at the Oscars. At the Oscars, where two women of color won in fields that weren't actors but designers. A Mexican director won two Oscars in the time of Trump, as did an animated superhero film about an Afro-Latino Spider-Man. People booed when Green Book won. And if you have to ask why, maybe you're the time traveler. All in all, it was Greg and Tina's fucking wedding all fucking over again. I went because it felt rude not to, and I was pleasantly surprised until shit got weird. But that's the Oscars. Some things never change. I love you. Good night.
Don Shirley is his name, Clark. Not that guy, not the piano player from Green Book. His name is Don Shirley. Remember and respect. It's true. Don Shirley's family told Nick Vallelonga, told him not to release the screenplay based on his father's lies because they were lies. Turns out Don Shirley really fucking hated Vallelonga, the senior Vallelonga. The character that Viggo Mortensen plays very well, I have to say. That's the bitch of this movie, is that Mahershala Ali and Viggo Mortensen are charming and wonderful, and they're a lot of fun to watch. It's just a fucking bummer that it was that movie that they were both in together playing those characters. Anyway, the family of Don Shirley were like, nah, please don't. It's a lie. Don Shirley hated this guy. He was like, he's a racist and a dick. But his son's like, no, he was a hero, and made a garbage movie about it. That's it. I'm off the soapbox. Seriously, there have been some disappointments in the history of the Oscars, but this one was sad. This was really sad. This is like getting a grape jelly and cream cheese sandwich in your lunch when you're like, the fuck, Mom? Are you serious? That's the best you can do? Fuck you. I'm sorry. I meant that as a metaphor, not to moms. Moms are great. I love moms. I love you, moms. All the moms. Come over. Let's hang out. We'll have sandwiches.
A little pent-up anger with your mom there, Chad?
No, she's good. She's doing all right. I don't know my mom, Clark. I'm just saying. She's probably somewhere doing great.
She pushed you out of the nest and that was it?
Yup. That was the end of it. Or maybe I pushed myself out with my attitude and I flew free. And now I'm just paying for it. Dark, sad, trying to figure my life out. Writing poems. I'm just bad news, Clark. You don't want to be with a guy like me.
It's got real dark all of a sudden.
Well, it's because Green Book won. If Roma had won, we wouldn't be talking about this.
We're in the darkest timeline?
We're still in the darkest timeline. Proof positive. We have not yet righted the timeline. How amazing would it be if when Endgame comes out, if when Avengers Endgame comes out, everything gets better? Wouldn't that be amazing?
Trump's no longer president.
Like, just everything shifts. Racism dies. The alt-right stops freaking out and looks at themselves and go, hey, maybe I should just go outside. Maybe I should just drink more orange juice. Maybe I should just quit being a horrible creature. The internet, you know, rights itself. Mitch McConnell crawls back into the swamp. All that shit. You know, like, how amazing would that be? Suddenly, you know, your head cold goes away. The sinuses clear up. We sleep longer. Darkest timeline, people. These are darkest timeline thoughts. Go back a couple of episodes on the Chadcast and listen to the 2015 Chadcasts. Tell me if that... Or early 2016. We just seem crunchier now. Crunchier and scabbed and just pissed off and hungover and grizzled. We're almost French. Almost. We only can wish to be that cool.
What are you doing tonight, Chad?
Oh, I don't know, Clark. Maybe going to see a little bit, maybe a little movie, maybe a little Marvel, maybe Marvel film, a little Captain Marvel. That might just be, I don't know, maybe a fucking amazing movie that I'm waiting fucking forever for that I probably bought my tickets 2 months ago for. Yeah, that's right. Going to Captain Marvel.
Is that Shazam?
You're thinking of Kazam, starring Shaq.
I thought it was Shazam.
You're thinking of Blazam, starring Sinbad. You know that whole thing, right?
Oh, boy.
The mass hysteria that people think that Sinbad was in a movie called Shazam when it was Shaq was in a movie called Kazam.
No.
Also, there is a movie called Shazam coming out. And I don't know. It looks stupid. But it might not be. It might be hilarious. It might be like Men in Black funny. But God damn it, does it look stupid.
It's not about noble hero warriors or...
I don't even know the history of the DC Shazam character. Isn't that the word he yells to become Shazam, right?
Become Captain Marvel.
No, is it Captain Marvel or is it just Mr. Marvel?
Captain Marvel.
It is Captain Marvel. That's
there
right. Well, there is one Captain Marvel and then there is one Shazam... Right? Isn't the comic book called Shazam?
Captain Marvel.
But the movie's called...
Captain Marvel, but it's called Shazam.
Oh, fuck you, DC.
You can't have two Captain Marvels.
God damn it. Get your shit together. This is the house that Batman built and Superman and like, come on. Do better. Anyway, there's probably some comic book store people right now being like, I'm going to find where you live and I'm going to troll your Facebook. Fine, bring it. Just ups my view count. Anyway, yeah, Clark, I'm going to Captain Marvel, which might be fucking amazing. The reviews have all been pretty cool. I'll throw down my review in the next Chadcast. Spoiler free, obviously.
I thought you said you were going to throw down your review right now.
I'll throw down my review right now. Oh my God, it fucking blew my face off. There was a guy a little wonky in the middle, and there were some missteps, but there was some great acting, and they were great together, and there were some great cameos, and you know, blah. That's going to be it.
Post-credit
scene. Oh my God, let's talk about the post-credit scene. I want to know what people in 20 years listening to this are going to go, what the fuck is he talking about? I'm like, dude, if you don't know, here's what's the deal. Marvel movies. At the end of every Marvel movie, there's a little twee bit of goodness where you're like, oh, delicious, thanks. A little taste to the next one. But that's Marvel Comics, because they would do that too. They're just so great. I'm so excited. It's like you know you're going to Pizza Hut circa 1991, back when Pizza Hut was fun and had tabletop games. But, I mean, not tabletop board games. I'm talking about the tabletop. What are those called? Those aren't called tabletop games. Those are called, they're called cocktail table games. That's what they're called. And it's not tabletop games. Tabletop is board games. Cocktail table are arcade cabinets that look like a table that you can set your pizza on. We would always play Mario, and then we would play Contra, and then eventually it was like, well, I mean, the Ridge is Pac-Man, ob. Oh my God, after Captain... Oh, it's going to be a late night movie. I was going to say, after Captain Marvel, we should go to the arcade. We should go to the arcade before Captain Marvel. Oh my God, because new Captain Marvel takes place in the 90s. Oh, fuck yeah. No, here's what we're going to do. We're going to go... we're going to get Pizza Hut personal pan pizzas. Okay? Then we're going to play some classic games like SNES. Games. We're gonna play like Kirby's Dream Land and fucking Super Contra. Wait, no, it wasn't Super Contra. What was the side scroller that we were like? I love Super Castlevania and Super Metroid, but that's not a two-player game. We could do some we could do like old school too. We could do like NES games, we could play Blades of Steel, whatever. You need more than something you can have the group play. Cause then you can get the personal pizza and then play the full game. We used to play that fucking Wheel of Fortune game for the old Nintendo. That's a shit ton of fun at parties. Anyway, that's what we're gonna do. Then we're gonna go see Captain Marvel. Then I'll do my review. How's that?
Sounds like a plan.
Sounds like a fucking plan. Sounds like a fucking plan damnly is what it says. A damn planly. What?
I don't think that's a thing.
It could be a thing. It could be a thing now because it doesn't matter. It's, we make our own timeline. Special thanks to the Barracudas for the kick-ass song Promises that has been around forever and may it never die. Please come and see me at the Green Mill every Saturday at 3 o'clock. Get there early because it's crowded. Special thanks to Clark Bender for doing the thing. Special thanks to Jacob Serio for recording the thing. And special thanks to the Paper Machete for being the thing. You know, special thanks to Captain Marvel, because I'm pretty sure she's going to be the thing. That might be the real move, but I don't know, maybe amazing.
Shazam!
Shazam!